Something was happening in the book of Acts chapter 3. Now Peter and John went up together. At the time of prayer, being the ninth hour, verse 2. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Exodus. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. Verse 4. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him, with John, said, "Look on us." Verse 5. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee." I'm not hearing myself. "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate, at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man, I'm not hearing myself. And as the lame man was healed, and as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John. I'm just reading this thing, so you use the opportunity to do your work properly. All the people ran together unto them in the pouch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. Verse 12. And Peter saw it. He answered unto the people, "Ye men of Israel." This is actually where my emphasis starts. The other one is for another purpose. But this, from this verse 12 now, pay attention. "And when Peter saw it, he answered and said unto the people, Ye men of Israel." You see, so there is a pattern of teaching that the apostles learned from Jesus. And that should be consistent with every man of God and every believer that wants to teach. This is the way Jesus teaches. If Jesus wants to teach you about prayer, he will not start with teaching. He will start with living prayer. When he has lived it for a while, he will leave it in such a way that you will know that this is not by human power. You know, there is a way you will pray. We will know that you are still doing it by your human power. You can be disciplined. You used to pray before. Haven't you always been praying? But as soon as you land here in Revival Hub or you watch our video online, first thing that will occur to you is that this people is praying by a means that I cannot explain. Is it not true? There must be a means through which these people is praying that I've never encountered. If you think I'm joking, maybe somebody following us online, you have not encountered this thing. Where just say, "These people that is doing this thing, let me do this thing they are doing. Let me do it also. I can do it." Somebody say, "I can do it." God have mercy on you. Then you start. And then, maybe that day, is Bulldozer. Do you know who is Bulldozer? Have you seen the guy before? You have not seen the guy. You need to see him. Then he stands like this. Bye. 15 minutes. 45 minutes, no prayer point. So let these people call prayer points so that it can help us. I'm not against prayer point. But just that they didn't call it. So where am I going to start from? So sometimes if you enter this our tent, you are just hanging. It will seem as if you are an unbeliever, but you know you are born again. It will seem as if you don't know Jesus, but you know you have made some progress. It's just that the oppression is in a whole new realm. Are you seeing it now? The next thing, assuming if God wants to help you and you are sincere in your heart, if it's somebody like me, it happened to me many years ago. I came to a place and people were speaking in tongues. Where I'm coming from, I'm already Baba. So I said, what is these tongues that people are? We have seen it all. I remember when Dr. Samuel came, he normally comes to visit me in the afternoons with a jotter full of questions. We normally sit this side. Those days, this tent, there is nothing on in it totally. Is it not true? We normally see this author, whatever, all of them, they are not here. We sit that side and he will be asking questions. His face is mean. As if you want to eat me, you can't eat me. His problem those days, his initial problem is this tongues matter. It was these tongues. So he comes and when the tongues is going on, he survives it. Somebody say he survives it. But when the teaching started, he used to tell me that he actually enjoys the teaching. So he now decided to be coming because of the teaching only. They never catch you. I saw him one day recently. He was doing like this. I said, this is a medical doctor. I said, this man is a big man. He's a resident doctor in Nnamdi Azikiwe University Teaching Hospital. He should be walking like this. Then when he enters, he will now hang one place. One day I called him, I said, Doc, why don't you appear like a doctor? At least if you are coming one day, you wear that thing that they normally wear. And then you enter. Ushers, we give you space there. Arrange you well. Arrange you. You and your demons will be arranged one side. Oh, you think demons respect your medical profession? They just managed to allow you to finish with your certificate. The day they wanted to collect your son, that's the day you knew it's only power that can save you. Imagine you are a doctor, your wife is a doctor, Satan still want to collect your son through sickness. Since the two of you are doctors, no sickness should survive. Is it not true? Listen to me. I don't like Satan. He doesn't like me. It's okay. All of us. It's not true. You like Satan. It's not in your mouth now. It's action. We will soon pray now. Say, I don't say, fast. You can't fast. Pray. You can't pray. Say, you don't like Satan. You like him. I know you don't like the way I normally talk. The thing used to pain you, but you know it's true. You know it's true. You know, I know you don't like the way it sounds, but it's true. You know it. You know it. Jesus came and said that there is no middle point. If somebody is not for us, then he is against us. There's no middle. If you are not doing the things that means you are with this kingdom, you are for Satan. If I say this thing now, you will not accept it. But I will say it anyway for the people that have the mind. For you, I'm not sure I'm talking to you. If you are powerless, it is another way of saying that I'm for Satan. It's just like somebody living in sin. It's another way of saying that you are for Satan. They actually say, no, I don't like sin, but I truly love Jesus. I truly love God. Look at this scripture. And when, why am I very here at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us as though by our own words? That means there is power involved. It's not our own, but at least there is what? Power involved. Our holiness, we have made this man to walk. This is not even where I'm going. But show me. Chapter 2, verse 21. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be what? Saved. Next verse. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of what? Nazareth. A man what? How did God approve him? The scripture said, a man what? Approved of God. By what means? Huh? By what? And? Remember where we stopped yesterday. I told you people that the first need of power is for somebody to actually prove his calling. Are you getting the point? So the word prove is also gotten, approved, is gotten from the root word proof. So it means that it is not possible for God to prove the dimension of the calling or the mandate that Jesus of Nazareth came to execute without this measure of power. Are you getting it? In fact, Jesus spoke many times and he listed about 6 to 7 witnesses that is a support cast to testify to the fact of whom he is. So he came to the point and said, that John bore me witness. But after some time, he said, I'm not just looking for the witness of John. He said, my father bore me witness. He said that the words I speak bear me witness. Is it not true? He called them and said, you people bear me witness. Is it not true? He said, even if you people don't bear with the works that I do, also what? Bear me witness. So there are several layers of witness that is brought to the ministry. The question you ask yourself is, why is God too interested in witness? Why is he interested? And anytime you hear witness, look very close. You will either see a man or you will see power. Paul told us where we read yesterday in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. He told us that the signs of the apostle was manifest in his ministry. Now you need to put things in context. First of all, beyond measure, God needed to prove the mandate that is upon the life of Paul. Because you will remember that he is someone that also persecuted the church. So naturally, he cannot be counted. Just like a woman called into ministry. You need power more than a man. Reduce the volume a little. You need power what? More than a man. Because if you check, you find out that naturally, people don't believe in women in ministry. How their life that manifested, that compelled men to believe. You don't believe in women in ministry. Is it for Catherine Kuhlman? Why? When it comes, a packed souvenir, people will believe in your calling. You don't need to say it. That's what you need. Your fame will go far because they have seen something superior. This man, Paul, persecuted the church, so he already has a disadvantage. In fact, part of the reason why he has to be in the company of Barnabas is so that Barnabas will be the one to introduce him. Because Barnabas already has a name of the ministry of Paul. For the fact that he came with Barnabas, everybody should accept him. In fact, Paul testified in a place. He said that when they heard that him that persecuted the church is now mightily used of God, they gave him a right hand of fellowship. It's just like somebody that is coming from Africa. You are already disadvantaged. You are not the same thing with somebody coming from US or UK or some of these people. That's why you need power. When they come and tell you, if you go to US, you don't need to pray. You don't need that. Government has solved everything. That the reason why they pray in Africa is, I put it to you, I prefer to pray than to go where I'm not praying. Even if it's in US, I will never cross US if it is what will make me to stop praying. So you mean that there is a point I can get so comfortable that I will stop this my prayer. Let the comfort be far from me. Some of you don't know what God gave you. As an African, you are disadvantaged. Huh? If you are in US, if you are coming, just use that your 15 naira, enter train, enter bus, enter something, and they drive you. If they didn't do what you want, if their customer service didn't serve you well, you report them to government, they refund you your money. Huh? Is it not true? The 12,000 naira my bank collected, they have not returned it. What I'm saying, is it not familiar to you? I sent money twice. They told me it didn't go, but they debited me. I said, oh yeah, return my money. Who sigh? If it's in US, for doing like that, they will pay you extra for damages. You sue them, collect the money. My God. So, you are already disadvantaged. Look for your advantage in the spirit. As a lady, trust God to break out into the prophetic so strong that your eyes is the eye of the eagle. Nothing can be hidden from you. No matter how people hide, no matter how things hide, you see it. The eagle eyes, very sharp. Show me my axe. A man approved of God among you by miracles, what? And wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you. Anything you think is your calling, anything you think is your destiny, you need an empowerment. People will never believe in what you said is your calling until there is something supernatural that comes to back it up. It is on the basis of supernatural that men are compelled to at least attest to the fact that even if they don't totally believe or accept your ministry or is willing to follow you, but as per this man, that there is something extra about his life. That there is something that humanity cannot conjure that is backing up his life. Such is the testimony that is here. Even though they killed Jesus, but they cannot deny the fact that God proved him sufficiently amongst them. That's what you need. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You need power to prove your calling. Let me give you one more scripture here. Romans chapter 15, verse 18. Open your Bible. Romans chapter 15, verse 18. For I will not dare speak of any of those things which Christ had not wrought by me to make what? The Gentiles obedient. Now listen. He's trying to say, there is a kind of work that Jesus used him to do. Such a work has the capacity to make the Gentiles what? Obedient. What do you think? What kind of grace, what kind of power do you think can make Muslims obedient? That's what he said. Go to your village and what you see, everybody is idol worshippers. Including the pastor is an idol worshiper. I was listening to Bro Bilak and he some days ago. And he said he went to a village to preach. And the pastor there, the pastor of the church, Okochukwu, is still the village chief priest. He's doing the same, the two of them at the same time. And he's functioning properly. The same man. He came to preach, and the man was reciting the prayer and everything. He said that the Okochukwu, the priest, did not make any mistake. He said it well. They are reading from a book, but him, he's saying it from his mind, and he never missed any word. So when they finished service, he told Okochukwu that he wants to come and visit him and thank him. You know, the Yoruba culture has a culture of respect. The man said, no, don't worry, you can go, no problem. We are finished. So it so happened that some people were waiting for counseling. When they finished counseling them, they now said, no, it's not proper in our culture not to go and greet Baba. He called him Baba Vika. He now went to visit him. When he went to visit him, only for him to knock and open. He's holding some. What do you call those things? The cowries. He's carrying. You say your own is what? It's Oweyo. He carried it. Was doing it like this. But Bilal now said the thing reminded him because he said his father is actually a chief priest. So when he saw that one, the thing reminded him of his father directly.
Remember who we are talking about. This is the village priest. I mean, the vicar. The vicar. Somebody say the vicar. You know, turn and say, ah, Baba Vicar. Let's assume it's your language they spoke. Ekro leo. The man called Luke. Come say, I told you people not to come here. Hey! So the vicar is comfortably serving also as the village herbalist. Imagine if you are sent to go and minister in such a place. How do you think you can convince such people? Huh? That goes to church just to be identified as a Christian in their passport. Huh? In their national identity card, that's where their Christianity ended. Are you getting the point? But when it matters, they go to the Alpha to consult. If you are sent there, what will you do? As you are entering the village, eh? As you are crossing the river to go to the village, you saw a man suspended on the water and asked you people, where are you going? You are sent to such a place. How do you make those Gentiles obedient? How? I tell you, the reason why, the only reason why you can do ministry without power is maybe because the land is tilled everywhere. Maybe you are in the city. If you are in Lagos, you can do ministry without power. If you are in some part of Enugu, you can do ministry without power. If you are in Port Harcourt, you can do ministry without power. Huh? If you are in Nando, Aguleri. Huh. You can't do ministry without power. There are people that literally live on water. I'm not saying they built house on water. They are living. The man will stay on water, meditate. From night till morning. You woke up in the morning and say, plus Jesus minus Satan. You woke up in the morning and say, I confess my righteousness. I confess my victory. Huh? As you go to that village to go and preach, what you will notice is that the first thing you will notice is that when you want to pray in the night, you will look for your voice, you can't see it. You believe? What I'm saying is life. You will see some place, they will tie some things, tell you don't pass, you pass, your leg will grow big. You go to some places, they tell you don't urinate, you went to urinate, your bladder will be like size 5. Adidas football size 5. When you are going to such places, the only way to make the Gentiles obedient is by what? What you don't know is that many people that are living in the cities, that's where they used to visit in the weekends. I went to Cameroon and I was asking our brother there, Pastor Gideon. I told him, I said that some people that is coming from some part of Cameroon, that they normally do what is called skull mining. They mine the skull of their ancestors. Every weekend, these are civil big people in their capital, Yaounde. In the weekend, they go back to worship their ancestors. Full weekend of worship. You go on Sunday. 2-hour service, bah, you have left. They go there to mine the skull of their ancestors. And then, they say your name is Eligwe, and you are sent to minister there. You went and started sleeping. Are you ready? Are you not sleeping? Amen. Verse 19. Let's read it together. 1, 2, ready, go. By what means did he preach the gospel of Christ? By the power of what? The Spirit of God. through mighty signs and wonders and by the power of the Spirit. If God will allow me, I will show you people the kinds of anointing. Now, anointing is not the same thing as power. We are talking about power. Are you getting the point? Even though an anointing is an empowerment, but not necessarily power as power to cause things to change. Are you getting the point? For example, somebody can be anointed with wisdom, and then somebody can be anointed with power also. Somebody can be anointed with... I scanned through the scripture and I saw seven major kinds of anointing in the Bible. Seven major kinds of anointing. And if God allows us, as we are going through this teaching, we'll go through all of them. You need them. You need them. Somebody is an evangelist. God called you to be an evangelist. You hold a crusade. Spend 5 million. When you come there, it's only 100 people you saw, or 50. There is an anointing missing. You might have the anointing to work miracles, but there is an anointing that pulls people to your crusade ground. You should know all these things before you step out. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, maybe let me show you. Show me Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Let's read together. One, two, ready, go. And wait first. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Now, there is an anointing. Then there is something that you are anointed with. Are you getting the point? We can also add this as the witnesses that we spoke about the other day. So there is an anointing with the Holy Spirit. And then there is that of what? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with what? Holy Ghost and... With what? Holy Ghost and
power.
Let me hear you. What?
Holy Ghost
and
power.
And the scripture said he went about doing good. That means his capacity to do good is riding upon an anointing with power. There are some people you even see, you even cry, shed tears, and say, God, why are people suffering like this? That tears. The real tears is not the one you cry before a crippled person or a mad person or an oppressed person. It's the one you cry before God and say, God, give me what it takes to liberate these people. Don't invest your tears outside. Invest it on the altar. That's where it matters. If you are with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
So here, Jesus was anointed, but he was anointed with what? Something. Maybe as we advance, I will show you seven. When you say somebody is anointed, there are seven things that it means. There are seven implications of saying somebody is anointed. Are you getting the point? When you say somebody is anointed, there are seven implications of that. So anointing is not exactly the same thing as power, but I'm talking about power today. Are you with me? For example, if you say somebody is anointed, it means that that person has permission. One of the things it means is what? Permission. Are you getting it? It might not mean power, but if you say somebody is anointed, it can also mean power. But it can also mean permission. When you say somebody is anointed, it also means authority. Somebody say authority. It means that, for example, when you say somebody is anointed to be the king, it means that the person is given authority to be what? King. That kind of anointing that sets a king up is not an empowerment to work miracles. It's an empowerment to be in charge. It is not first something that makes him to rule. It is something that makes him in charge. So within the anointing of government, of being in charge, is several other things that comes around it. So a king can be the one in charge, but he's in need of wisdom. So he also needs to be what? Anointed with wisdom. That is what Solomon sought for. After he was anointed king, the scripture said, at Geba, Solomon offered 1,000 bulls. And when God asked him, what do you want? He said, I seek wisdom. And God said, I give you wisdom. But included in the wisdom is riches that no man can measure. If you are with me so far, say amen. You need power because it takes power to live a holy life. 1 Peter chapter 1.
First Peter chapter 1, let's start from verse 1. Some people think that they can be holy just because they want to be holy. Because of my position, privileged position, I receive a lot of feedback from people. People will be telling you how much they want to live a holy life, become a kind of person, yet they cannot. One of them said that he will come, pray, cry, and then go back and continue again. He will pray, cry, go back, continue with pornography, continue with immorality, continue with masturbation, continue with stealing. Come back, pray, cry, say, God, if I do pornography again, kill me. When the thing lands on you like an anointing, you have masturbated before you remember that you told God to kill you. You told God, kill me anytime I do this again, and you still did it. Thank God for God, though. Many of us will don't die. As you are saying it, they will be looking at you and say, look at this powerless chick saying, kill me. By what means do you want to keep this your words? God doesn't believe the oath of a powerless man because he knows he can't keep it. You see a man that lacks discipline, that is powerless, God doesn't believe your oath because you are just making mouth. A man that doesn't have power, doesn't have discipline, lacks the ability to keep what... You can't keep your words. You need a heightened power and discipline for you to keep your words. If not, you are just making mere... You are a loud cymbal, making noise, having no strength and power and ability to keep the words that you said. Try it. Try it. Say things and don't have the power. You will find out that the day will come and pass and you will lack the ability to keep even what you said. That you can't keep your words. You are just a talker. You are a mere talker. You lack the ability to keep what you said. The men that have power, they are the ones that can keep what they said. The scripture said, they that are kept by the everlasting hand of God. There is a power that keeps men. The scripture said, I commit you to the word of grace. To the power of God that have the ability to what? Keep you. You can't keep yourself. So when you see a man, if a man come and promise you, say, I am here, your father, come on. You don't know what I'm saying. My father called us those days and said, I will train you people. I will train you to the university level. Hey, Jesus. University, yeah. Are you an Igbo guy? It's obvious because if you knew what I said now, it should move you. No matter the promise anybody make to you, first thing you need to check about people's promises is, do they have the ability to keep it? Are you getting the point? Your words are empty if you speak and you don't have power. You are not a man of your words without power. You say, I'm a man of my word. I'm a man of power. Anybody that keeps his word has power somewhere. Either a power of force or the power of discipline. It takes one of these to be able to keep what you said. Some of you, your father said, I will be here to take care of you. That nobody is going to touch you in this world. Before you are 15 years old, your father died. I'm not saying it's his fault. I'm just saying he doesn't have power to keep what he said, including to you. Told you he will not die. He will be here to make sure that nobody does anything to you. Daddy and daughter. And he told you, he promised you, you heard it, you believed it. You thought your daddy is God. 10 years later, he died. Make sure you are there when they need you most. Be strong. Say after me, I will be strong. It takes power to be able to survive. Because some of those people that left, it's not because they want to. If men looking at them, you know they would have done it. Some would have done it, many, but they could not. There's no power. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered through Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Next verse. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ,
grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Next verse. Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. This is a context. Are you getting the point? That means the steadfastness of the hope that we have when we believed. We are begotten unto what? According to this scripture, a lively hope. Another way to understand it is we are begotten unto a living hope. Or rather, let me say it the way you will understand. We are begotten unto a hope that is still alive. That means there are hopes that die. So he's trying to say that the hope we have in being born again is constant, is still alive, because Jesus resurrected from the dead. It is on the basis of resurrection of Jesus Christ that the hope we have, are you getting the point, is still alive. Had it been Jesus died and didn't rise from the dead, then our hope is dead with him. But the resurrection of Jesus certified, stamped the fact that everything that is your hope in Christ Jesus and the ultimate dimension of our hope is what is called glorification. But he said, even that ultimate and every other thing that you possess in Christ Jesus along the line is something that is sure, is something that is alive. You know, for example, you can be playing. You are a sister here and you have watched a football match before. Raise your hand. You have not watched a football match before. Even on TV. You are a sister here. You have watched more than 5 football matches. Raise your hand. You are a sister here. You have watched more than 10 football matches. Raise your hand. You are a sister here. You have watched more than 20. Raise your hand. Sister Glow. You are a sister here. You have watched more than 50. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. You have watched more than 50. Raise your hand where now? I owe the two of you new 1,000 naira notes. Oh, you thought I will tell them to fast. It's a lie. I owe the two of you new 1,000 naira notes. Come on, collect it. Are you hearing me? So this class, you are the one. Let's leave others. They can't understand what I'm saying now. Huh? Imagine where they are playing football now. Nigeria, Brazil, Atlanta, 1996. They don't burn you. Atlanta, 1996. They came. Ba, 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 ba. Brazil score. Ba, 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 ba. Brazil score again. Nigeria replied one. Brazil scored. It was 3-1. Hey. When they scored 3-1, hope was lost. Until suddenly, as they were playing, you have not laid hold on it yet. But there is something that is still ongoing that kept you believing. Are you getting the point? One, and they expected Brazil to finish us up in second half, only for the match to be going on. Suddenly, they now cross the ball into the 18-yard box. There is a guy. His name is his. Those days we are small. Everybody want to be Papillo. Huh? If you watch the match, I still watch the video clip, the full action. I watched it last year. All this thing, these days, who watches Nigerian match these days? You want to cause high blood pressure for yourself. Huh? If you are watching them, you'll be wondering whether you can play better than this. Is it because Nigeria didn't allow your career to shine? You would have played better. So, before you know it, the pass, Papillo touched it like this. Keeper, come, he just did. Whoa. It became what? 3-2. Listen, we have not won, but that goal raised our hope. Is it not true? That is this scripture. Are you seeing it?
Yes, sir.
I will not. You want me to tell the rest of? I will not try it. I will not try it. had begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection. So when Jesus raised from the dead, our hope don't go. In fact, the people that was moving on the way to Emmaus is a testimony to the fact that the hope of people that followed Jesus before he raised from the dead was already down. But when he was certified that that man has risen again, our hope came back. Even though we have not seen the end of our hope, but for the fact that Jesus has risen from the dead, there is a resuscitation. We have not laid hold on it yet, but we know it's going to come as long as Jesus is alive on the throne. Next verse. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that faded not away, reserved in heaven for you. Next verse. Let's read this verse 5 together. 1, 2, ready, go. Let's read it again. There are many scriptures, many scriptures suggesting this position. It is not possible for a man to live a holy life unto God, a life pleasing unto God, a life acceptable unto God by his power. That is the exact cry of Paul in the book of Romans. From Romans chapter 5, chapter 6, especially chapter 6. By the time he's rounding up chapter 6, he said, "Who shall save me from this body of sin? Oh, wretched man that I am." Is it not true?
Yes,
oh, wretched man that I am. Oh, wretched man. Show me that scripture. Oh, wretched man that I am. That's what he cried. I can tell you free of charge that there are people that have tried. You tell them, okay, don't use your phone. Don't go on social media, they didn't go. Don't use your phone, they didn't use it. Don't watch television, they didn't watch. Don't do many things, they didn't do everything. Yet after 3 days, they masturbated. He said, okay, the thing now is for you to fast. Fast for 3 days, they fasted. On the third day, they used masturbation to break it. Huh? There are many of them. Some people, they are old. Their own wizard didn't tell. As simple as I said it, there are people, they are suffering from what is called kleptomania. Huh? If this pen is here, the cover of the pen, they look, they are not seeing it, they collect it. They are not doing anything with it, but something keeps telling them to steal. Something keeps telling them, that kind of person is power walk. There is no counseling on earth I can save you. You need to be hit by power. I'm telling you. You are working in a boutique. You are working, and then as they are doing it, you now collect some things, put it in your bag. You don't need it. You still collected it. Usher is counting money, collected church money, put in the pocket. How much? 100 naira. I'm telling you what I know. I used to be an usher somewhere. I will not tell this story now. I tell it, some people know where I was, that usher. So, even though you will not know the person. But some ushers, they will give them money like this. Hold money, they go shopper. You will call them, you will even catch them red-handed. Rebuke them, they will cry. Huh? He will come here, he's living with us. He will come and steal. We call him, this guy can cry. I said this, in some of you know the guy, the old timers know the guy. He can cry if he starts crying like this. I'll say, hey, this innocent boy, he can't do this. I'll say, okay, don't do it next time. Next time, people's money was missing. Stuff was missing. You are a criminal. Spoke in tongues. Still stole.
you need power in your life. He's absent. You are speaking in tongues, you're speaking in tongues, but you have not entered into power by your speaking in tongues. May my tongues not waste. No man can be holy by his own self. We are kept by the power of God. Show me my... Okay, let me read this one. Let me see 2 verses before this one. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. Next verse. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall save me from the body of this death? Next verse. I thank God. Somebody say, I thank God. I didn't hear you. Somebody say, I thank God. Oh. I think what Paul wanted to write there is, I thank God. Oh. It's not, I thank God. It's what? I thank God. Oh. That's what he wanted to write. If you are the one, how will you say it? I thank God. Oh. Hey, I'm a person for frustrate. If it's not for the power of God that keeps somebody holy, that delivers you from lying tongue, even where you are not supposed to lie, you still lied. You lied and started crying. That is a power you need. I thank God. Oh. Lift up your hand and say, the power of God comes into my life to make me to live above sin and Satan and all the weaknesses of my flesh. Pray it for 30 seconds. There is a power that comes. Even if it's anger, there is a power. If it's immorality, there is a power. You need power. In Jesus' mighty name. Deuteronomy chapter 8. You already know this one, verse 18. Let's read it together. 1, 2, ready, go. Two things, or rather, three things is striking here. Number one, wealth. Number two, power. Number three, covenant. Number one, what? Okay, number one, what? Power. Number two, wealth. Number three, covenant. Number one, power. Number two, wealth. Number three, covenant. Number one, power. Number two, wealth. Number three, covenant. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Have you attended a World Summit before? You have attended a World Summit before. Raise your hand. How much money have you made since that time? I'm not against you. Okay. You have attended a marketing masterclass. Raise your hand. Raise your hand, I command you. Many of you have attended. What was the name of that one? Market writing or something. What? Cattle market? Copywriting. You have attended copywriting class. Raise your hand. You don't want to raise your hand. Okay, if you raise your hand, God will give you that 1 million they promise. Because you notice, wait. I saw the one that Gloria used to post. He said, you will make 30 million. How now is only like if we followed your tongue, what you used to post on social media, we for don't be in problem. Every day, everywhere, that coin, not be you again. Okay, show your face. So there, many of our brethren here bought his that coin. Where your money then, now? Huh? Okay, it takes power. telling me this thing, telling me it's StartCoin, telling me it's Bitcoin. It's power you have. Then if you touch Bitcoin, it produces money. If it can produce. Because that Bitcoin giving one person money, pneumonia is Abancha. Where are you from? You won't Igbo. You even were Abancha. Hey, can you want your name? You are even were Abancha. AJ. The same thing. The same UK people are going and they will be snapping pictures and saying, yo, man, you went there and you are saying, is this and the area going to go a good world? The same UK, they are sending money for you to eat. Eh? You heard that people are making it in South Africa. You wait. You went there, they took you and put in prison. What I'm saying, is it not true? And what are you people saying? Okay, they say you are a pastor. That people are some people say that they are entering ministry now so that they can be collecting tithe. They now entered ministry. The only members you have are the only people in need of school fees, transport fare. Some of them, they have not seen food to eat. So the small one you have, you gave them. Huh? The day you did not give them food, they will stop coming. I thought you entered ministry to collect tithe. You don't know. There are some people that have done market analysis and found out that the booming business in Nigeria is betting and ministry. That the two of them are competing for shops. Am I not correct? Go and check now. There is a competition between betting shops and ministry shops. You now went to open your own since you heard. No can anywhere go. Oh, if I have one. Is it not what they told you? That church they give money now. Church they give money now. You now opened your own. 3 years later, in a shiakwani legari in a level. If I continue this thing, it will look as if I'm talking to somebody. Ask him, Olowo hoye neba an elebu gari. I say, the Lord is the one that giveth you power to what? Make wealth. The Bible said, it is in vain that you eat the bread of sorrow. Like you come and be saving money. Poor no tea, will fast and poor. Instead of you to go to market and buy a... Now no, we'll go to fit cheap one. Let's assume Kai Weni in Azuafiaji. Ijebi in Azuafia, you now went to that market. I'm assuming, I'm not saying there is anybody here that is doing Nazuafiaji. Let's assume me in Azuafiaji. I'm on Negota. Ago na aguko unde bonso ga epidego. Abacha guy pidego, rice gagwo pidego, 3 anako, 4 anako, 5 anako. Listen, if that thing you are doing produce anything for you, it's because of power, not your saving. Not that thing you are doing. That thing can't keep it. The Bible said, in vain do you eat the bread of sorrow. It is in vain. Doesn't yield anything. I can tell you free of charge. Anytime a man got money, especially in a way, in places that other people are failing, you are coming up. There is a power behind it. Money is like air. It comes here and leaves. You need power to trap it in your house. And God is telling you about power. You are saying, let me go and read books. I told him, you are the one now. Don't you know you are the one? I told him years ago. I told him, Ima pray. Ima priesthood. Ima priesthood. Awesome. Papa, yeah. Papa, yeah. Somebody say, Papa, yeah. Papa, yeah. He feels that my own is too much. Nobody go to go. Oh, he may plan. Are you with me? He doesn't know that there are lions there. Lions. When he enters the market, and a two have, I say, Ema Japan. Oza. I say, Ema Diego. Oza. I say, Ema Mountain. Oza. And I size you up. They will be sizing you. Sizing you. Once they found out that you are just like this, you are just holding money, no backing, no power. Boom! Clear everything. You will be looking for yourself. You search for yourself for 3 to 5 years before. If you find yourself at all, God showed you mercy. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Listen to me. I am the Lord that giveth you power. Power to make wealth. Power. And one of the ways, what proves that you have power to make wealth is that there is a wealth covenant that God will give to you. I was in the north many years ago. I was praying. God told me, go, I have sent you. Go, I have sent you. Have I not sent you? I am the one that sent you. I send you in my name. Have I not sent you? I said, I know they go. I know one go. I know go. Until you show me how you want to send me. Do you know why? In the East, there is no scarcity of anointing as per the anointing to do ministry. What we have in scarcity is people that are true, genuine, pure, and anointed, and have strong financial backing that is not soiled. Many times, in the bid to balance their ministry with strong finance, people that have genuine calling, before you know it, they will lose their calling. I can tell you because I am born here, and I'm on my call on now, but my own is ministry. So I saw it, and I know that the greatest contention was financial contention. Listen, anybody that has money in a higher level, even if the person did not know how he got the money, in this market, I'm not saying one, many people has met me. They told me that their problem is not how to make money, that they want to sustain their money. How do you sustain money? How? That if I can solve it, a young man, those days I started, told me if I can solve the mystery of somebody sustaining his money in this market, that many of them will come, that he has friends. He told me that in this market, that there are evangelists in this market, that their job is to evangelize people into secret cults. Once they find out that you have money, you are a young man, that Nimwela Akaraka. Are you getting what I'm saying? I hope you know that if it's not written for you to have millions and multi, even if you do blood money, you will not have it. I hope you know. Somebody went all the way doing blood money to do blood money for me. The person, after doing everything, told him, nah. Although Akaraka, even blood money can't give you anything. No, if it's not written, no matter what you do, you can't have it. Satan, the people that had money from it, there is some money somewhere. It is by some mystery that Satan drew it close and took your life from you. The young man said that they met him and said that we have seen that you are doing well, that they need to protect you. Huh? Have you not heard something like that? They need to guard you. They need to protect you. They are doing evangelism. Somebody say power. If you think that they are joking, bam. Somebody will come and tell you, hey, nafia bata go be abulafia. They will not give you, you will think is gain. They will not give you half container or one container. You will take your own money, put in it. Take, borrow, put in it. Do everything, put in it. The money, the container will swallow all the money. And by the time you are through, you will be owing. It will swallow everything. This, my mother told us a story. Somebody came, collected money from her, kept the money. After some days, took the money, gave her back, expecting her to take the money and put in her own money. Once you take that money and put in your own money, it's not just all of them. You'll be laboring for them. I've forgotten what it is called. That is what they call it. If they do that into you, they will be getting richer from your own effort. Many of the people, I put it to you that your labors in this market, if it's not yielding profit to you, is yielding to somebody. There is no effort that is wasted. There is conversion. In fact, we are praying and somebody saw a very mighty being stationed in that market that takes account of everybody that enters. If you labor and you don't have power to make wealth, they convert your labor for another person. In our while, machine, they work machine red, they work with it. Channel by any machine red. Never know do na village, Jelu Abania come for you. His power, it's not Jesus, his power. I'm not here to give you false hope. If you don't have power, you will keep saying empty words year after year. Telling Jesus, yeah, Jesus. Jesus have ruled us since he died 2,000 years ago. That's when Jesus ruled the thing. God gave you the money many years ago. He is the manifestation. He takes power. That's what my father kept telling me. Don't believe something that will make you an atheist. Keep telling me that a cargo plane came here now. Can't you see? It came with pounds and dust marks. He said, us in a jeep here now, but now. Oh, my name. Us in a jeep here now, but he died, no jeep. I'm saying it with a broken heart, so that you learn. Don't go and make mistake. The same thing. After hearing me, you suffer the same thing. There is no remedy for you. Lift up your hands. Chineke nye makanchawa. Pray it, pray it, pray it. Put something in this my hand. If I step into that business place, let me attract it. There is a force, there is a power, there is a magnetism. Mean on a shop, mean on her, whether you are there or not, they'll be calling you on the phone. Your hands shall prosper from today. If you believe it, pray. 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 Stop struggling. There is power to make wealth. Stop struggling. Stop struggling. Your finances is in reels. There is power to shift to. I prophesy to you today, as a man of God, by the unction of God upon my life, I give you a shift in your finance. Let every dead finances come back to life. Every big power that has swallowed your labors. Today, that python vomits it. That python vomits it. It vomits your labor. It vomits your finances. It vomits your labor. Monkey the world, baboon the shop is over. I am the Lord. I am the one that given you power to make wealth. The power of ideas. The power of relationships. The power of resources. The power of open doors. The power of opportunities. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. The power of wealth is diverse. Some of you, God will bless you with the power of relationships. You will meet people that will change your life forever financially. The power of opportunities. Begin to receive opportunities. The power of ideas. $1 million ideas. One more minute, pray. Every financial yoke in your family is breaking now. It's breaking now. It's breaking now. Akajeko nyahaya. We lose your finances. Lose. Your finances by power. There is an unction resting on me now. Many of you will be made millionaires, billionaires, financial giants. From here, from now, the doors are open. The season is up. The empowerment is here. People will start looking for you. Ideas will start flowing. Relationships will start coming. You will be having opportunities. Labor without results, over. You toil from morning till night. Nothing to show for it. Month after month, year after year, nothing. Over, 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 over. Hear me now. Come back with your testimony. The siege is broken. Begin to move forward in your finances. Begin to move forward. I prophesy over your life. Let the angels in charge of finances be open. Let the anointing to make money rest upon you. Let the ideas come. Let the openings come. Let the opportunities abound. Let the relationships find you. You will be sought after. Thank you. Jesus' mighty name. Dr. Samuel, do we have anointing oil? This will not be enough. I feel like anointing everybody here. If I anoint you, you can go. That will be the end of the service. Ushers, you can stand at the door so that they can cast their offering. Come and fix this, my wireless. Come and change the battery. Pray for one more minute. Something is coming. God has remembered your finances tonight. If you are following us online, something is coming. This is a critical moment. Don't come for the time for God to shift you. Answer your prayer is here. Pay attention. Be focused. Don't miss any 1 minute. Your moment is now. The financial baggage, embargo, limitation, traveling in your family is lifted now. By the reason of the anointing, the power of God has come over your life. Everything that is making men to forget you, that thing is broken. They will favor you now. We call forth your business partners. We call forth your customers. We call forth your opportunities, your contracts, your ideas, your sponsors. Everybody will be interested in helping you financially. Dr. Samuel, where is it? That will not be enough.
Listen to me. Ushers, I want you to arrange people from this side. And if you are following us online, I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus. If you have an oil around you, I'll prepare the one that you have not used before. I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus. Get the oil around you in the next 1 minute, and I'm going to pray for you too. Over the oil. There's no distance in the realm of the spirit. Ushers, arrange them. Let them be coming from this line. Come. Okay, come and stand. My nurse, open. Nurse, open. My nurse, open. Wherever you are, make sure you are praying. I heard you have exalted and the horn of the unicorn. You have exalted and all of the unicorn, and I am anointed refreshed. You have exalted and all of the unicorn, and I am anointed refreshed.
Believe God's word came to you with accuracy and power. To connect with the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edude Chukwu, with unlimited access to life-transforming messages, visit www.revivalhubinternational.org. Follow us on all social media platforms at Revival Hub International. For inquiries and partnership, email us at revivalhubglobal@gmail.com.